You're listening to BBC Radio 3 FM. The time now is a minute after 4:30. And now Lucy Turan is going to present the first in a series of three programmes on the music of South America. She begins today with music in Cuba and the Dominican Republic.
The countryside of both Cuba and the Dominican Republic is rich in all kinds of different instruments and musical styles. They found their way onto the islands centuries ago via Spain and Africa. That was a recording of the Cuban marimbula, a large box with five tuned metal keys, which comes originally from West Africa. The player sits on the box and plucks the metal keys with his fingers. The marimbula is the bass instrument in the old-fashioned countryside ensembles that play a kind of music called son. The lyrics of Son are often very witty and full of double entendre. This is Cuarteto Patria from Santiago de Cuba, playing guitars and bongo and singing about a certain Tula who was burnt because when he fell asleep, he forgot to put out the candle. El cuarto de Tula.
Cachimba se ha formado la corredera, en el barrio La Cachimba se ha formado la corredera. Allá fueron los bomberos con sus campanas, sus sirenas. Allá fueron los bomberos con sus campanas, sus sirenas. Ay, mamá, ¿qué pasó? Ay, mamá. Se ha formado la corredera, en el barrio La Cachimba se ha formado la corredera. Allá fueron los bomberos con sus campanas, sus sirenas. Allí fueron los bomberos con sus campanas, sus sirenas. Ay, mamá, ¿qué pasó? Ay, mamá.
Cuarto de Tula, an old-style son from eastern Cuba. The legacy of Spain is still very present in música campesina, the music of the Cuban countryside. You hear echoes of flamenco in the harmonies, the minor keys, the descending melodies, and those florid guitar accompaniments. But the voices are unmistakably Cuban. One of Cuba's most beloved vocal duos are the Yerresuelo brothers. They sing about everyday life of the countryside, as in Las Vacas de Jacinto, meaning Jacinto's cows, where they imitate the cowherders' songs. The quintessential voices of the Cuban countryside, Dúo Los Compadres. Throughout the year, at local country festivals and parties called huateques, people get together to dance, drink, and enjoy música campesina. The highlights of such events are when amateur singer-poets engage in a kind of competition called controversias. The idea is to see who can improvise the best lyrics on a given theme, in a 10-line rhymed verse form called décimas. Each singer comes in with a new verse, trying to outshine his or her opponent. In this next song, the singers dedicate their controversias to the Belgian maestro of folklore who was recording them.
De Bélgica ha venido un maestro del folclore. Hoy de Bélgica ha venido un maestro del folclore y yo quiero con honor hoy dejarle complacido. Thank you. patria un verso ha sido bajo el cielo azul turquí. Cuando marche de aquí se llevará con esmero un recuerdo verdadero de la patria de Martí.
Bélgica en el canto mío, aunque demasiado breve. Bélgica en el canto mío, aunque demasiado breve. Hay belleza de tu nieve sin frialdad de tu frío. Llega el sentir del bohío hasta tu suelo lejano. Y cuando extiendo la mano siguiendo tu misma huella, podrás encontrar en ella todo el calor de un cubano.
A group of amateur singers from the inland town of Camagüey vying for the attention of the Belgian recordist with their improvised lyrics called Controversias. The central region of Cuba is rolling verdant countryside with thatched huts called bohíos and beautiful old colonial towns with cobbled streets and small squares. There's a very strong tradition of música campesina here. At night, groups of singers get together and roam the streets, performing a cappella songs in a style known as punto. This is called parrandear. It's a bit like serenading. Here's the parranda típica espirituana from Santi Espíritus with a punto esquinero, punto for the street corner.
El gallo que fino y canta, que venga a cantar aquí. El gallo que fino y canta, que venga a cantar aquí. Cantará después de mí, que de lo contrario no canta. Ay, 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 ay. Viva mi Cuba, porque tengo la garganta que derrumbo al mundo entero. Y como gallo guerrero canto aquí, no me desmayo. no permito que otro gallo cante aquí en mi gallinero. Ay, 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 ay. ¡Viva mi Cuba!
El hombre que es parrandero, que le guste parrandear, no se debe de casar, que pasar su vida soltero ya nos la llevamos. Yo por mí lo considero que el hombre soltero goza con palabras amorosas, fiesta, baile y diversiones. Yo no quiero relaciones porque el diablo son las cosas ya. Nos la llevamos, pero ay, ay, caramba, si muero en la carretera, mira, no me pongan flores, mira, no me pongan flores.
The kind of singing you might hear late at night in a small town of central Cuba. At carnival time, in the eastern part of the island, there's another very familiar sound, one that instantly gets people dancing on the streets. It's the sound of the mechanical organ, which was brought over to Cuba from France via Haiti in the 19th century. From the back of the organ, two people crank a long stream of thick paper, which mysteriously has the notes of the melody cut out into it. In front, percussionists playing congas, timbales drums, and the güiro scraper make the melody more punchy. I recorded this at a local feria in Manzanillo on a hot and sticky evening, competing for space with a huge crowd of very enthusiastic dancers. It's the organ of the Morales brothers playing a local song called El Cinturón. Organo Oriental, or mechanical organ, from Manzanillo, with their version of a popular dance tune called El Cinturón, the belt. The rhythm is merengue, which comes originally from the Dominican Republic. The eastern side of Cuba is only 40 miles away from the island of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, and on a clear night in Santiago de Cuba, you can look across the Caribbean and see the dim lights of Port-au-Prince. There's always been a lot of communication between these two islands, and also exchange of musical styles. In the countryside of the Dominican Republic, the most popular form of music is merengue, a blindingly fast dance that's become enormously popular throughout the Latin Caribbean. This is the Cuatro Alegres Dominicanos, and they play button accordion, percussion, and marimba, the Dominican version of the Cuban marimbula or finger piano. It's a song of unrequited love. Qué linda mamá. The old-fashioned merengue of the Dominican countryside, playing a rhythm called pambiche, meaning Palm Beach, so called because it's the favorite rhythm of Dominicans living in Palm Beach, Florida. Nowadays, you can find all kinds of merengue in the Dominican Republic, from the most rustic to big bands with synthesizers. But the most ubiquitous sound of the small inland towns and countryside is merengue típico. This is a six-piece ensemble with button accordion, saxophone, bass, and the essential merengue percussion instruments of güira, scraper, and tambora, double-headed drum. The merengue típico ensembles provide the music for most weddings and regional festivities, and often they play for hours on end without stopping. One of the best-known of these musicians is the accordion wizard and singer Francisco Ulloa. In this song, Canto de Hacha, or Axe Song, he recreates a work song he remembers his father singing while cutting wood in the countryside.
Thank you.
so ends Lucy Duran's programme on music in Cuba and the Dominican Republic. There are two more programmes in her series on South American music, one on Colombia next Friday and one on the Paraguayan harp the following Friday. And they both start at the usual time for traditional music on Radio 3, 4:30.